You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. I'm going to join us today. We'll find out what the hell's going on in the Pacific. I watched a pretty cool, speaking of the Pacific, I watched a pretty cool little thing on, I think the Smithsonian Channel last night. And it was about a submarine called the Barb. Ever heard of it? I never had. Yeah, it's pretty amazing story about it's a crew of a submarine during World War II. And for those of us who don't know a whole lot about submariners and World War II and stuff like that, they did some crazy, crazy stuff. And so this is about towards the end of World War II, after 1944, when we had sunk so much Japanese shipping in the Pacific that the Japanese, they couldn't contest it anymore. And so, you know, then it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do? We're going to do the other support functions that we do for the fleet, protect it, blah, 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 blah. And I can't remember the captain's name, but I'll find it here in a second. But excuse me. The USS Barb. They go on this. He's awarded the Medal of Honor, right? And the captain's name is... Wait, let me get his name, because the guy's amazing. Yeah. Under Commander Eugene B. Flucky. Right? They go up and down the Japanese coast. They land sailors. They're blowing up, you know, they're planting, there's charges on the submarine to scuttle the sub in case it's going to be captured, right? So you're going to sink it and not let it fall into the hands of somebody bad, right? And so so they take one of those and they put a bunch of sailors in a inflatable boat, and they head ashore. Yep. And so they use a pressure switch. They create their own IED. They use a pressure switch, and they put it on this railroad trestle. And as they get in the water, and they're still in kind of the inlet that's taking them to, you know, the coast of Japan, and they're trying to get the hell out of there. And here comes a train around the corner, and the thing blows sky high. It's an ammunition train or something. And you know, they describe it watching it from the submarine. They also put 4.2 rockets. You'll see them mounted on the back of a truck, rocket launchers. Yeah, he's this out of the box dude, and they put those on the sub, and they pull in close to within what, a few thousand yards of a Japanese city that I can't remember the name of, a city that has, I don't know, four or five factories that provide armaments for Japanese military. They let it rip with these rockets. Yeah. They're shooting rockets off the deck of their sub. Then I want to say they get attacked four different times with depth charges. And he's kind of like the Harry Potter of like the depth charge guy. Like he figures out the patterns and the speed, and then he takes action and gets away. This happens to him four different times. They don't lose anybody aboard the ship. Nobody's even awarded a Purple Heart. Pretty amazing. And his post-war career is incredible. So yeah, it's on the. It's I can't. I'll find the name of it. USS Barb. Yeah, one of the most decorated American submarines in World War II. So anyway, I watched that last night. I was just actually hanging out waiting for my kids to get here and looking for something to watch, and so I saw that. I'm like, wonder what this is, and then I started watching, and I was like, whoa, check it out. Pretty interesting. We'll keep our eye on events in Thailand. The second group of four soccer players are out of that cave. So, so we'll keep our eye on that. And, you know, the story of that is pretty crazy. You know, go cave exploring and then wind up getting trapped. And, you know, I think like everybody else, I thought they were lost, right? And then lo and behold, they find them. And then you're reading about what they're going to have to do to get them out. You have one Thai Navy SEAL, perishes, dies, as they begin to try to prepare the caves with extra oxygen bottles, in order to be able to move these young guys out. with ropes where there's zero visibility, blah, 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 blah. So the first group comes out, and wow. And then just a little bit ago, the second group came out. So we'll keep our eye on that to see if there are any new developments in that. President is at some point, I think later on today, will make an announcement relative to his appointment, his choice to undergo the confirmation process. So that will cause mass hysteria, as the Supreme Court tends to. So we'll keep our eye on that. And then Grant Newsham, as I said last week, not too much news came out of the Secretary of Defense's trip to Japan. The stories that came out were that President Xi asserted that it was China's right to dominate the South China Sea, that their 9-dash line was absolutely valid, also that the Straits of Taiwan, I think they used to be called the Formosa Straits, but they're not called that anymore. So anyway, that they belonged to China as well. So, but there wasn't a whole lot. You didn't see the Secretary of Defense making a whole lot of comments. So kind of curious to see what Grant has to say about that, as well as the news over the weekend that Secretary Pompeo went there. Secretary Pompeo went to North Korea after the talks. He said there was progress made on all major fronts. The North Koreans, I think, called us gangsters, said that we were unilateral, trying to change the tone of the discussions. Blah blah blah. So we'll see what Grant has to say about that, and then the governor will join us. So it should be an interesting show. We'll check the news coming up next. So and then we'll talk about the heat. Biblical level heat here on Friday. I didn't even believe it. So Colleen tells me it's going to be 102 tomorrow. Okay, now. You hear the temperatures because when I do them, right? In Southern California, like near the beach, it doesn't get to 102. It just does not happen. In my life, I don't know that I ever remember it getting to that temperature here. Now, maybe it has. Maybe I wasn't around, but I don't remember it. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. They say that. It's not going to be that. Friday late, it was 106. Yeah, I was right. It wasn't 102. It was 106. And, you know, it's just that, you know, when the air is that hot, it's just incredible. And, you know, sadly, you know, you have older people that, you know, they just don't do it well. So anyway, but it was incredible. The Dodgers and the Angels started their game. They started their game at 7 o'clock at night, and it was 108 at Anaheim Stadium at 7 o'clock at night. So yeah, so it was hot. It was hot, and some, I don't know, some high-pressure system off the coast of California sucked all the air out of the desert. Memo to Mother Nature, yeah, we don't, nobody pays the money to live in California for you to act like that, okay? So knock that crap off. Anyway, good morning to you on a Monday. Middle of summer, I think, is about to dawn on us. And then after this week, we're on the backside of summer. How about that? How about that? And a lot of schools, my daughter's school gets out, like, I want to say the second, third week of June. So they don't go back till after Labor Day, which I like. That's the way I did it growing up. But a lot of schools go back. They get out before Memorial Day, and then they go back on, let's see, they go back, how would you call it? They go back like mid-August. To me, it's too hot, man. To be in school, sweating your ass off. Nah, most schools are air-conditioned, I think. But if it's not, mine weren't, and it was miserable in September. Still 100 degrees in Sacramento, sitting in class, sweating your ass off. So anyway, yeah, it was like all-time hot, like not like in the last 30 years, like tied all-time heat records. I want to say Riverside, California was 118 degrees. Woodland Hills, California. Woodland Hills is just over the mountains from Malibu. 114 degrees.
Yo.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit. So, good morning to you. The All-Marine Radio Band makes it official. The All-Marine Radio Band? We don't even have a band. The Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to you. This is dedicated to the Thai military, all of them. I know the SEALs are in the cave, but there's a whole lot more that are supporting this endeavor. If you've been in the Marine Corps for any length of time, at some point you probably served with or near the Thai military. So wishing them all the best of luck as they they try to pull off, you know, what a lot of people say, a miracle. So, good luck to them. This is dedicated to them.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
for this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds, and win. You gotta win.
Time to check the weather in Marineland. Sunny and 76 in Quantico. East Coast has calmed down a little bit. Mostly cloudy and 75 in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Two weather warnings, though. Mostly cloudy and 80 in Granbury, Texas, so they've cooled off about 5 degrees. Montana stayed warm up there. Sunny and 66 right now, early in the morning. 29 Palms, partly cloudy, 83. Pendleton, partly cloudy, 73. They're both about 5 degrees warmer than they normally are. Okinawa, two weather warnings, cloudy, dark, 83. Pretty normal. Afghanistan, the Helmand Province, is about 6 degrees warmer than normal. Late in the day, it's 106 there. Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, it's cloudy. 74 degrees. On our way mercifully. Why is that making noise? That didn't make me happy. Associated Press is reporting that the British Foreign Secretary has quit in protest over the Prime Minister's Brexit plan. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson quit today over Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to leave the European Union, the second resignation in a day, leaving the British leader's Brexit plans all but in tatters. After a day when the Foreign Secretary cancelled meetings for crisis talks at his official residence in central London, Johnson decided to walk from his job. Just hours after May's Brexit minister, there's a Brexit minister, David Davis did the same in protest at her plan. The two resignations leave May badly exposed at the top of a government unable to unite over Britain's biggest foreign and trading policy shift in almost half a decade. It also puts a question mark over whether the leader will try to weather it and stand firm in her commitment to pursue a business-friendly Brexit, or will be faced with more resignations and calls to quit her post. So, big stuff going on in the UK. That's what that noise was about. I have to find a way to shut that off, because we cannot endure that. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, we'll check news headlines, see what's going on in the world of the Department of Defense, in the world of the Marine Corps. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Happy Monday.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives.
Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to my dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loose leaf, abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Email. Do most people have air conditioning out there if it doesn't get that hot? Good question. The majority do not. Yeah, lots of people getting the fans out, doing that dance. Ugh. Trump to name court pick tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. High drama. High drama. And stand by for the fireworks. I wouldn't waste a lot of time with it, to be honest with you. Yeah. Mac's new political media. It's not even a political media philosophy. I've thought a lot about, for instance, I put up on the website, motivation on Friday. Calvin Butt speaking in 2001 after the September 11th attack, probably about 10 days. Well, I'll tell you how many days. It was on the 23rd. The attack happened on the 11th, so it was 12 days after the attack. And so I've thought a lot about this unholy thing that kind of grips our nation, which is our national 24/7 news event, you know. And I would liken it to, and I don't know how this visual came into my head, but when I was a kid, right, I would be going to the supermarket with my mom, Vans, as it was known. Yeah, it was owned by the Stathis family. They were Greek. So they had two or three supermarkets. It might have been only two. And my dad knew one of the Stathises. Yeah, he was a good pitcher. And so he played with my dad. And so in the checkout line, right, you'd see those, the National Enquirer and whatever, I believe it was the Enquirer. I mean, it's been around for a long time. And you'd see those crazy headlines and be like, whoa, look at that, right? And your mom would look at you and go, what are you looking at? What? Huh? Nothing. I'm just staring at the wall. She's like, get your eyes off that stuff. So anyway, that is our national media now. And it's become normalized for us that, and then with the advent and the lessons learned from that the national media has taken from YouTube, because, you know, we can't give up market share to YouTube. And what did YouTube bring us on the heels of? What was the first version of YouTube? It was America's Funniest Videos, right? What's that name? Bob Sackett? Is that his name? Yeah, it was just like stupid videos, right? You know, guys hitting golf balls and getting hit in the balls, and, you know, it was just all that stupid stuff. And they made a franchise out of it. All of a sudden, boom, the internet gets turned on, and now we can all have access to doing America's Funniest Home Videos all day. Well, do you think that the nightly news doesn't want to participate in that, if that's what people want to see? So it's just this, in my opinion, this unholy alliance is the wrong word, but it's this unholy concoction that gets served up now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you turn on the news. And so I'd encourage you not to turn on the news. Shut it off. Right? Shut it off. Don't listen to those people, because they are idiots, okay? And what's being served on those channels is not America. It's not the United States. It's a bunch of geeks, right, that want to talk about the micro aspects of hypotheticals at a hysterical pace in order to get you to continue to watch. Because it's got to be sensational or else you're not watching, right? Right. Okay, we know that. And then intermixed with that are the most compelling animal videos, military people coming home and surprising their families. Those videos, crazy violence at riots and things like that, crazy car crashes. That's what it's become. That's not our country. Absolutely, positively not our country. Okay, and as is in my opinion, this is the theme of the show now. What substitutes for leadership in our country is pathetic, absolutely positively pathetic. From the nominations of both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, that's what leadership is in the United States. That's abominable. Yeah, I just made up a word. That's vomitable. You look at, like, what system excretes that? Yeah. Not a good system. And, you know, and right behind him, in very close order, are Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi. They're all of the same professional politician ruling class that doesn't go to Washington, D.C. and solve problems, does not seek common ground and find and solve our problem. And I said this, I don't know, a week, 10 days ago, but if I was the president of the United States, I would not let those children, and I sure as hell wouldn't let those adults go. I would keep them incarcerated, and I would look at Congress and I say, this is the law of the land. I will not, by executive order, let you off the hook, you sons of bitches. Yeah. I'd say that. Yeah, I'd give an address from the Oval Office. I'd be in, like, PT gear or jeans and a T-shirt. Hey, this is Mac. I'm not in the mood to go through the whole shirt and tie and suit bullshit because I'm pissed. Okay, so I'm here in a T-shirt and blue jeans. If it was the summer, it'd be a pair of shorts and my flip-flops, okay? Because I'm just going to just be me, and I'm pissed. The Congress of the United States is failing the nation. The bullshit rules in the Senate that were never part of the Constitution, cloture, 60 votes and all that, keeps us from doing business. It needs to end. They need to pass budgets. They need to get shit done. And there's no finer examples. The Twin Towers of sequestration that did great harm to our military because they could not even pass a budget, and this disaster that we call immigration. And best of all, they have no intention of solving it. None. None, none, none. So I'm going to hold everybody at the border. And you can go down there and take all the goddamn pictures you want. I don't much give a shit. And you can take all the video of kids crying and call them concentration camps, but they won't be. They'll get fed three squares. They'll probably live better than they've ever lived in their goddamn lives. So, I'm pissed. I'm sick of this. Get on your congressman. This is the law of the land. We're a nation of laws, not a nation of executive orders. So, get on your congressman or congresswoman's ass. Boot them in their ass. Tell them to get their nothing but worried about reelection ass in gear and fix it. So, yeah. So, yeah, and then what we have on the chair on top of all of that is our media that serves us up whatever they think we ought to see on a daily basis, right? Whatever. All right. News headlines this morning. Still at the top of the fold, must be getting a lot of clicks. One star cited for misusing aid. Taking gifts from subordinates. Interesting, that headline has changed. The initial headline was, one star cited for using aid as a servant. I've been critical of Marine Corps Times headline writers. And so, I don't know. Do you change it simply so that people will click on it again? Not sure. Or was it overinflated? Soldier killed in Afghanistan, been identified. Two others were wounded in an insider attack. Again, this is the biggest threat to American military forces in the region. This kind of stuff. Corporal Joseph Maciel, 20, died Saturday in Taran Kaut district of Afghanistan's or Yuzagan province. I don't even know where that is. Two other soldiers were wounded in the attack, which is under investigation. Maciel of Southgate, California, which is in the vicinity of Long Beach, California, was an infantryman assigned to the 1st Battalion, 28th Infantry Regiment, 3rd Infantry Division at Fort Benning, Georgia. The soldiers are from Task Force 128 Infantry, are deployed in support of the 1st Security Force Assistance Brigade, a specialized unit of Army advisors who are deployed to train, advise, and assist Afghan forces. The soldiers were operating are part of Operation Freedom Sentinel. Anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to him. That, you know, you talk to people that do advising, and they say, you know, you got to put that out of your mind or else you won't be able to do your job. Next headline is, but it is a sad reality, that is the most deadly, that is the greatest threat to Americans right now relative to Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq, if you will. You know, I was thinking, we don't talk about much about Syria and Iraq, but you know, now is the most important time. You've done all the fighting to get to this point to begin to shape the future. So, not a whole lot of news about the future of America in the region. And so, again, we fought in Iraq and into Syria. What's the future? Good question. After talks, North Korea accuses U.S. of gangster-like demands. I think if you cut through the smoke on that, what that means is talks just got a little bit more pointed. And now we're not going to talk in flowery terms, and we're not going to worry about a summit anymore. We're going to say, all right, how is this going to happen? We've done the easy part, which is articulated it. Now let's do the hard part and do it. After a historic summit in Singapore, President Trump declared that the North was no longer a threat and would hand over the remains of Americans killed during the Korean War. Now, 3 weeks later, the two sides are still at odds on all issues, including exactly what denuclearization means and how it might be verified. After a third visit to Pyongyang by U.S. Secretary Mike Pompeo, and the promise remains have not yet been delivered. So, Pompeo was pretty brief in his comments. Quote, we raised the full range of issues with them, all the issues that are important to both the United States and Japan. There is much work for us to do together. I'm honored to be here with you today. So, again, this is the hard part. You've talked about making sausage. Now you're going to go ahead and do it. So Pompeo said there was progress made on all fronts. North Koreans said the Americans are acting like gangsters, making gangster-like demands. So I would say that's progress. Interesting little bit of freedom of navigation stuff here, otherwise known as FON. The U.S. Navy sent two destroyers through the Taiwan Straits, the first U.S. warships to pass through that area since 2017. The Japan-based destroyers Mustin and Benfold passed through the 110-mile-wide strait between Taiwan and China. That's right, 110-mile strait that China declares as it. China's like that spoiled kid that, like, they say all the toys belong to them. The move comes as China and the U.S. are at odds over both China's military buildup in the South China Sea and growing trade disputes. So, United States and China, that dance is just getting going, okay? And it kind of a weird story. The Marine Corps denies using dating apps to recruit new Marines. The Marine Corps has denied using dating sites to recruit potential young Marines after a screenshot surfaced on Monday showing just that. The screenshot, which was posted on the popular website Reddit, showed a conversation on the Bumble dating app between a young man and a young woman. In the photo, the woman who uses the name Caitlin Robertson appears to be actively recruiting a young man she matched with to join the Marine Corps. Hey, my name is Caitlin. This is the screenshot. Hey, my name is Caitlin. The last name is blacked out. And I am with the Marine Corps. Have you ever considered joining the military? I would love to have one of my recruiters sit down and talk with you about all your options within the Marine Corps, including education, financial stability, hundreds of job opportunities, such a good deal, and free health dental insurance, just to name a few. Love to make you part of our Marine Corps family. The response, you're not even going to bribe me with crayons? So that's the screenshot. The Marine Corps Recruiting Command spokesman, Gunnery Sergeant Justin Kronberg, quickly shot down the idea that the Marine Corps is using dating apps as a platform for recruitment. We don't condone the use of dating apps for business purposes, and no, that Bumble post was not written by a recruiter. Whoa. He sent that to Stars and Stripes. According to Kronberg, the Marine Corps has reached its records, has searched its records, and cannot find any trace of a Marine or a Marine recruiter by the name of Caitlin Robertson. So they reveal the blacked-out identity in the message, according to Stars and Stripes. So Marine Corps denies it didn't happen. So what's the? Why would you? Is that a line? Is that a line on a dating app? Maybe I'll have more luck if I try to recruit him into the Marine Corps. Well, that's interesting. What? Okay. So she's smart enough not to use her own name, right? In case she gets busted just like this. Not bad. Not bad. All right. Here's the bottom line. You know, there's been a bunch of stories written about people in the United States military that are immigrants that are not citizens being ushered out of the military. And the DOD's denying that, or denied it last week. So, So here's the story. It's, the DOD under Secretary Mattis is pretty straight shooting in terms of numbers and of, you know, the thing that they don't shoot straight about is, troop numbers and things like that. And I think that's all appropriate, right? So under him, pretty plain spoken organization. All right. On Thursday, the Associated Press reported that about 40 foreign-born recruits who had joined the military through a special program by the DOD to attract needed skills had been weeded out. The news caused a media firestorm as part of the national debate on immigration. You know, I was going to say this. I mean, recently that, you know, immigration was like the top issue that people had in the country. And I thought to myself, things must be pretty good if immigration is a top issue. Yay? Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, I think that. Things must be pretty good. Anyway, the article goes on. The bottom line is that far more than 40 may soon be weeded out, and it's possible that the majority of the remaining 1,000 or so participants in the military accessions vital to national security or MAVNI program will be let go before they could be cleared for duty. A few facts. MAVNI was an entry point for personnel with critical language skills or medical skills who were in the U.S. temporarily, such as through student visas or here seeking asylum. Most of the participants are from overseas, Africa, Southwest Asia, China, India, Eastern Europe, places where the U.S. has a need for those language skills. Most did not come from Latin America or Mexico, and immigrants who were already in the U.S. legally and who held a green card were not eligible for MAVNI, but could enlist and pursue citizenship without the program. The MAVNI program was launched by the DOD in 2009. In the program's 9-year history, 10,400 troops have come through the program. In 2016, the Obama administration directed that those MAVNI recruits face additional background screening and effectively froze the program. The last MAVNI recruits entered around October of 2016, right after the additional background checks were directed. Since then, no additional recruits have joined through MAVNI, according to retired Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Margaret Stock. What does she have to do with it? The roughly 1,000 in the program before it was frozen have been left in limbo, unable to get cleared to move to their duty station. Additional background checks were reinforced by Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis in October 2017 in a memo to the DOD. So, there you have the background. Nobody has come in under this program since 2016. All right. So, that story's been I've seen that all over the place. A Marine arrested in Australia after reportedly dragging a 60-year-old woman from her car. When an off-duty police officer attempted to intervene, the 20-year-old Marine allegedly assaulted him as well. I can fix a lot of things. I can't fix stupid. So, interesting. Interesting little report on, I always talk about, the footnotes of a story. You know, you see a headline and you see this incredible, like, firestorm that goes around the nation the way only we can do it electronically. And then what do we find out? Oh, yeah. Once you read the footnotes. Top 5 stories in Early Bird. Then we'll take a break. And then Grant Newsham going to join us today. We'll talk about China. We'll talk about North Korea. Get his thoughts on both. Trump's NATO summit focus won't include withdrawing troops from Europe. And again, that helmet fire. I think if there's a discussion to be had in Europe over where American troops are, the place that they should be is in Germany. And I believe that there's a discussion, that's the discussion that's going on. Is that where the United States needs to have its forces? In Germany. They were in Germany because that was where the Soviet Union was, and that's where we were standing staring at them. Number 2, from the Associated Press, here's the headline. Now, you just heard the story. Here's the Associated Press headline. U.S. Army quietly discharging immigrant recruits. So if they required more scrutiny, and scrutiny comes back with, probably would not pass the increased security check, or they decided to opt out, or whatever, then whatever. So, the third story. More veterans' requests for help on immigration are rejected now, data shows. As part of the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration, the government is rejecting more requests from veterans and their dependents for protection from deportation, according to new government data. Now, there was a story a while ago And who was it? Was it the Army or the Marine Corps? Said, that's not the case. That's not the case. So, again, I'm a little bit confused. Yeah. I'm a little bit confused. Fourth story. Ignored for decades, World War I heroines, female type, could be recognized with a Congressional Gold Medal. Hundreds of women who played a key role in coordinating American and French efforts in World War I, but spent decades without recognition for their work, could soon be honored with Congress's highest civilian award, the Congressional Gold Medal. So let's hope that that happens. Also, I saw in this show last night, I think that came on before the thing I watched about submarines. Yeah, there was thousands of female pilots during World War II. I didn't know that. And then still in the top five, because it's awesome reading material. One star cited for misusing aid, taking gifts from subordinates. Yeah, we'll give you next headline when he officially resigns his commission. Have not seen that yet. All right, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, Grant Newsham is going to join us. So don't touch that dial. Grant always an interesting guy. So it's been a few weeks since we last spoke to him. So we'll catch up with Newsham, find out what he has going, and continue our program. Hopefully the gunner will join us. He called me. I just saw I missed a call from him. Why is he calling me now? God only knows. All right. God only knows. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it. The All Warrior Radio Network and Grant Newsham next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.